Okay, so we're on top Ein Chet and Gittin 78a. So I'll begin three lines from the top. So if you remember yesterday, we learned in the Mishnah that if a man throws the get into to his wife and it's in her house, her chatzer, she's megreshed. If he throws the get into his house, his chatzer, even if he throws the get and it's with her in the bed, then she's not megreshed. And yesterday we explained how does it work with her chatzer. So the maskana of the Gemara is that Gita v'yada, according to Echad, that everything happens simultaneously, and Mamela, it's her reshus. But if he throws it into her bed, even if it's his house, well, we'll see in a minute, he throws it into the bed, even if it's his house, he's not Megreshet. So who here refers to the get? Not that he, the man, is with the her in the Mita, the get is with her in the bed. So I'm a Rava, the channel of Mita Shalom. The rabbi said that halacha is only if it's his bed. He, the husband, owns the bed. Omit shalah, if she owns the bed, then she's megreshet. So notwithstanding the fact that the whole reshus is his, but if she owns the bed and he throws the get in the bed, then she's megreshet. So tani nami, because the bed is her reshus. The tani nami hachi, we learn a brisa that supports this. The blazer omer, omit shalah, ain't a megreshet. If it's his bed, it's mefura, she's not megreshet. So now, the Gemara connects us to another sugya. So there's a matlok in the Gemara Masechet Bava Batra. Let's say I go on, if I take something, I want to acquire something, I worked out a deal, I'm buying it, I bring it into my rishus, I'm kona'ed, but let's say I'm in your rishus, you're the seller, I'm in your rishus, and I want to be kona'ed, and let's say I have my kalim are in your rishus, And you, the seller, put it in my keli, can I be koneh? So there's a machloket amorayim in Bava Batra about that. So the Gemara here is asking that if you say, in other words, it sounds like from our Gemara that if it's her bed, even though her bed is in his house, that's her rishus. That's what the Gemara is saying. So it sounds like that would be the equivalent case of the kelim of the lokeach and the rishus the mocher shamat mina. So if we're understanding the Mishnah the way we think we are, kelim shlokeach shut mocher kana lokeach. So that would be a proof that tzad again it's machloket amarayim bava batra that it works. I have my kelim and your rishus. You put it into my keli. I'm kona. So that's the way it seems like it works. So the Gemara says lo tzricha the gavoa asara. So the Gemara says no. This bed is more than 10 tefachim high. More than 10 tefachim high is reshus into itself. So the Gemara says, but what about where the bedposts are? The bedposts are sitting on his reshus. Amakom kare lo tapti inshi. People aren't makbid on where the bedposts are. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? 10 tefachim is like 40 inches, they usually say. All right. Let's see further than the Gemara. Now,
ask you what time you class start this class?
1 hour before Mincha. 1 hour before Mincha, which is 6:50 this week. Next week it'll be a different time. Okay, look at the schedule each week. Okay, so see back in the Gemara. We're around 10 lines down on Ayin Chet Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Tochekol, the Tochal to Megreshet, if the husband should get into her lap, all the Tochal to or her sewing basket, she's Megreshet. She's divorced. So the Gemara says, why does that work? In other words, she's in his house. Well, never. So he throws it into her sewing basket. But that is that the same thing we spoke about a minute ago? So the Gemara says, so we're going to have five answers to this question. So the first answer that Shmuel says, we're talking about the kalta tuliba, the her sewing basket is hanging from her. So hanging from her, one way to understand it, we view it as an extension of her yad. In other words, she walks around and it's like, you know, we're hanging from her. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Reb Shimon Laki Shamar, Shura Afapishena Tzluya. He says that if it's Shura, if it's tied to her, even though it's not suspended from her, wherever she goes, if she pulls it around with her, that also counts as part of her yad. Let's see, Rashi has something on that. He says on the eighth line in Rashi, the fifth line, Shura Afishan Tulia, El Nigrir Bakark, but Shubur, below their sin, Tulia Afishan of Shura. All right, third answer. Ravada Bar Avamar, Konshatakalta, Munakala, Bain Yere Potah. He says, if the sewing basket or the sewing was resting between her thighs, or was she sitting on the floor and the basket is between her legs. So the idea is that the husband, he's mocked in the makom where she sits. In other words, he's not mocked in the makom that she sits, or the place that she sits, hers. And so Mela, that also works. The fourth answer is, or is this the fifth answer, losing track. He says, as to the husband, with selling these sewing baskets. So there's different ways to learn the shot. So it's either that, let's say he's got a whole room filled with the sewing baskets. He doesn't care, you have another sewing basket. It's like Nishka Prelach. Or a different shot, which Rav Leibowitz mentioned, I think it was from the Rimi Gash, that the husband is he sold it and he sold her a basket. It was a basket she has, he sold her. So he's so happy that she bought one that, you know, he's not mocked on the makam for it. Anyway, so he says here, well, what? Oh, that's true. So Rav Yochanan Amar, Makom Cheta Tanuila, Makom Kalta Tanuila. Rav Yochanan says, the place where her lap is like, he, the husband, gives it over to her, and the place where her sewing basket occupies, the husband gives it over to her. So I'm a Rav of my time with Rav Yochanan. Rav says that the husband gives it over to her. But Pishan is a makti, lo makom cheta, lo makom kalta. You know, how tough can you be? In other words, the husband's not makti where her lap is. He's not makti where she puts her sewing basket. You got to, you know, give and take in a wedding, you know, a marriage. So he says, Tani nami hasi, we learn in Bryce that supports this. Zirako la lato cheta, if he threw the get into her lap, or lato kalata, or to her sewing basket, o lato koldavar shuki kalata, or anything that's similar to her sewing basket. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying is that's the key. The other ones, you know, it doesn't make a difference. It was hanging from her, things like that. But kikalata means something that the husband isn't makpid on. So what is the Tana referring to when he says anything that's like her kala? The pouch that she uses to eat her dates. I guess they have like a date pouch, to the pouch with lots of dates, and she noshes on it. So that would also be something that if he throws the get into that pouch, it's also into her rishus. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything so far? Everybody good? Okay. If anybody in Zoom land, everybody good? Okay, moving on. Okay. Now we're on the third wide line on Ayin Chen Renov, 78A, third wide line. Okay. So my meeting. Amar la kin sishtar chob zeh. If the husband says to his wife, here, why don't you take this IOU note? Oh, she mensatomi achorav. Or she found the document behind him. He says, Kora vahariyukit. And then she reads it and it's a get. So he says, shtar chob. And then it's really a get. Or we'll see in the Gemara, we'll clarify. Or she finds it behind the husband and she says, it's a get. Ain't no get at shiomar la heyipet. It's not her get. Even if he gives her the get, he has to say, hey, gitech, here's your get. He has to say that. He says, natan biyado v'hi yishena, if he puts the get in her hand and she's sleeping, so you can't divorce a woman when she's asleep. It's like, even though it could be ba'al korcha, but she has to be like capable of knowledge of what's going on in the world at the time. What I say again? Or right? Well, Natan b'yadav. Yeah, but even with the guarding, we'll see. Natan b'yadav he yishena ne'ora, but then she wakes up, Kora, and then she reads it. Barehu gita, you know, get on shiomar la hegitech. So if she wakes up, now she's aware that he's given her the get, and you know maybe he stuck it in her hand. So then that'll be like one way to understand it's like a long action, but he still has to say hegitech. Okay.
Have to take it back.
We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see. There's a different opinion that way, but according to this, not. He said, "Hey, right." We'll see in the Gemara. Okay. So now the Gemara says on line 7, 8. Gemara. Now in the first case of the Mishnah, and then not the first case when he says "Tawat me'acharav." So the second case of the Mishnah, she found the get behind the husband. That's the case. We think that she lifts up the get off the floor. That's what we think is happening. And then he says to her, he says, hey, Gitech, we think he's divorced. So Gemara, we're in the fifth line of the Gemara now. So Gemara, so what do we know he says, hey, Gitech? That's like take it, pick up your get off the ground. He says, "Va'amarava tichmei gabi karka lo amar klum." If a man says to a woman, "Here's your get on the floor, pick it up," besides the niceties that are involved, but it has to be benatan diada. He has to put it in her hand or put it in his brishus. So he says, "Ema shishlafto me acharav." So the Gemara says the case is she pulls it out from behind him, meaning the get is tucked into his belt behind him, and then she pulls the get out from him. She says, but even if she does that, he's not putting it in her hand. He says, "Lo tzricha de arakla chartze ushlafe." So the Gemara says the case that the Mishnah is referring to, he like turns his hips to her, and then she pulls it out. The turning of the hip to her, that's enough to v'natan biyada, and then that works out. All right. So Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a brisa that supports this. So if he says to her, take the shtar chov, now here it doesn't say mitzaato me'acharav, she found it, it says shishlafto me'acharav. Here this brisa is spelling out more. She pulls it out from behind him, it's not her get, unless it's hegitech, according to Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, he says hegitech, it's good. Rebbe Shimon Elazar Omer, Yolam Eino Get, Achit Lenu Heimenu, Yazur Bi'itnenu Lo. Rebbe Shimon Elazar says that he has to, in other words, if she took it and it wasn't under the premise that it was the Get, it can't be corrected by a later statement, Hey Giteich. So Rebbe Shimon Elazar says, in all those instances that we just mentioned, he, the husband, has to take the Get back and then give it to her and say, Hey Giteich. He says, V'yomar La Hey Giteich. Now, the brisa continues, if he put it in her hand when she was sleeping, which we had above, ne'ora, and then she wakes up, the kora, and then she reads the document, Gita, and then she sees it again, inoget at shiomarla, heyitech, the Rebbe. So our Mishnah obviously follows Rebbe, so it's not a good get till he says, hey, giteh. He says, Rebbe Shimon Elazar Omer, atchit lenu heynan, abiyas rabbi nenu la. So Lazar says, you got to take the get back and then give it to her. Yomer la hey giteh. Here's your get. So here, the Gemara seems to have taught this halakha. Let's focus on the brisa. Two cases. One is kinsi shtark, well, the first case was kinsi shtark obzeh oshasat tome acharav. And then afterwards he says, hey giteh. So Rishon Lazar says, you got to take it back and give it to her again. And Rebbe says, you could, it's cured if you say, hey giteh, you're fine, even though she's got it already. And then the second case is, he gives it to the sleeping woman, and then according to the Rebbe, he could say, well, hey, giteich, there's good morning, hey, giteich. And according to Shalazar, he's got to take it back and give it to her again. So the Gemara says, let's just focus on the Gemara. One second.
Over the winter.
Everybody has, I need some silence, and we'll come to you. Okay, one second. Okay, 1 second. All right, now. Okay, so the last word online, Utsricha, it was necessary for the Tanayim teaches the machloka between Rebbe and Rishon Elazar, both with the first cases where she takes it from his belt or whatever, and the second case is when she's asleep. He's more bahakamaita, because if they would have only taught the machloka in the first case, he kama Rebbe, Yishum, about Gerushah. I would say Rebbe holds that in those cases, he can say, hey, giteich later on. Was at the time that he gave it to her, in other words, like either with the hip or whatever, she was her full foul guilty. She was in a position where she could be megresha. But if he puts it in her hand and she's asleep, she's not in a position right now to be divorced. And we said that you have to be awake to be divorced, even though you can give a get bal korcha, but she has to have knowledge of what's going on. Then I would have said, Rebbe would agree with Shimon Elazar, he's got to take it back and give it to her again. Yitzmar Baha, and if they only put me in the machloket by the sleeping woman, Baha Kamar Rebbe Shimon Elazar, I would say, yeah, there Rebbe Shimon Elazar says he's got to take it back and give it to her again. Abba Baha, in one with the Rebbe. But in the first case, I'd say, man, not so terrible, Mishka Berlach, and then he goes with Rebbe. Let me just get to the Mishnah, then I'll pause, I'll open the floor for questions, okay? So the Gemara says, Tzricha. That's Tzrichu, so we need both cases. Now, I'm a Rav. The Tabla get, when it's an obiyat avda, let's say he wrote a get and he gave it to the woman's Eved Kinani. the Eved Kanani is totally owned by the woman. Yashen u'mishamarto. Let's say the Eved was sleeping. In other words, he puts the get, let's say, into the hand of the Eved Kanani, and he's sleeping, but she, the woman, is guarding him. In other words, he's sloughing away. He puts it on the person of the Eved Kanani. It's like the Eved Kanani is like a chatzer. In other words, so he's putting it in her chatzer, just like she can own a house, own objects. She owns the Eved Kanani. So he puts the get on the Eved Kanani, and the Eved Kanani is sleeping, but she's guarding him. I raise the get. That is good get. That's how he put it in the chatzer. They or ain't no get. But if the Eved is awake and he gives it to the Eved, it's not a get. Why? The habile chatzer habishtameret shelo ledata. Because it's a guarded chatzer, but it's not ledata. Meaning, he, the Eved, does his own things. So she's not, in other words, he's making whatever, actions he deems appropriate to guard the get. So it's not mishtameret ledata. Yashen mishtamarto raise a get. So the Gemara says, even assuming we accept everything the Tana has said up till now, if the Eved is sleeping, she's guarding the Eved, or is he dead? Am I chatzir malechad? But there's a different issue that he, the Eved, is a chatzir malech. Chatzir malech could be like an animal or a boat. In other words, where an object is in motion. He says, the chatzir malech will come. If I put something on your chatzir malech, that's not kona. In other words, even though your chatzir can be kona for you, but if it's chatzir malech, it can't be kona. Vachitim and Yashi and Shani, maybe say sleeping is different, like you're out of the world. He says, Vaha'ama Rava, Koshin Mahalik Lokana, Omei Yoshik Lokana. So if it's in motion, it doesn't work, then he's sitting, he's standing or stationary, so it's not Kona. So the Gemara says, Vahilchat Tabakafut. So the case that we're talking about with the Eved is not only that the Eved was asleep, the Eved was tied up. So then he's immobilized, and then there would be putting the get in the Eved, would be like putting in the Chatzar Mishtameret, the Daita. And it's not a chatzim alechet because the Eved is not capable of walking right now. Okay, now, one second. Okay. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody in Zoom land or anybody here want to say again?
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's
the KGK. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Okay, Saul was saying if he throws the get, he also has to say, hey, Giteh, and that sounds good. Okay. All right, next Mishnah. I'm Chenam and Aleph, 78A, 10 lines on the bottom. Okay, Lanithin. Let's say the woman was standing in the Rishad Rabin, public domain, who's Rakola, and he throws the get to her, Karovla Migreshet. And we don't know exactly what this means, but if the get is close to her, she's divorced, Karovla in the Migreshet. If it's close to him, she's not Migreshet. Mechza al Mechza Migreshet, and we don't know what that means either, but it sounds like half and half. In other words, somewhere we will have to clarify that Gemara because that's different pshatim. Then she's megreshet, being a megreshet. Then it's a sapphic megreshet. V'chein la'in in kiddushin. The same thing would apply by kiddushin. And he says, harei mekudeshetli like b'tabatzu, and he throws it to her. Not the most romantic thing, but if it's karov la, she's married. If it's karov to him, not. And if it's mechsa mechsa, then it's sapphic. V'chein la'in chov, and similarly. By paying a debt. In other words, let's say I owe $1,000 to somebody and I've got a wad of cash, $1,000. He says, Amar lo bal chovo zrokli chovi. If the bal chov, the creditor says, throw, the amount that you're indebted, that you were indebted to me, uzrakolo, karov lamalva zaka. So he means like he throws the money to the malva and then something happens to the money. Oh, there's a dog comes on and it disappeared. So then if it was karov to the malva, it's a done deal. Then it's on the Malva. He says, Karov the Lova, Halova Chayav. If it was close to Lova, Lova is Chayav for the money. Next on Mesa, Shenya Chloku for the buy. So we don't understand the cases in the Mishnah so clearly yet, but we'll clarify hopefully shortly. Okay? All right, let's see the Gemara and then we'll talk a little bit. So we're 5 lines to the bottom. The Gemara says, Heki Dami Karov Lova, Heki Dami Karov Lova. What does the Tana mean? The Gemara is going to have different shot in. So this is the first shot, and we'll take it down. So he says, hey, Dami Karov La, hey, Dami Karov Lo. What does the Tana mean when he says close to him, close to her? So, and hey, Dami Mechsa Mechsa. What is Mechsa Mechsa? Half and half, what does that mean? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Yon, Bishneim Omdim Ba'arba Amot, that they were both standing Ba'arba Amot. It means both individuals, both of the, did I skip something? I apologize. I skipped something. Let me go back. I skipped the line. I apologize. Okay. So 5 lines from the bottom. Hechidami Karov La, Hechidami Karov La, Amarav, Arba Amot Shala, Zeu Karov La, Arba Amot Shala, Zeu Karov La. So if it's within Dalan Amo, and that's the first shot, we think that if he throws the get within Dalan Amo to the woman, that's Karov La. If he throws the get and it's within his Dalan Amo, that's Karov La. Hechidami Mechsal Mechsa, what's the case Mechsal Mechsa? Amar Shubara Gizkak, don't you shneim, omdim, La Arba Amo. If both of them, both he and she, are within Dalan Amot of the get, that's Mechsal Mechsa. In other words, I don't know, it's like Nishtahe, Nishtahe, I don't know which way it is. So that's why it's a Safek. So the Quran says, assuming that's the Pshat, why don't we analyze which one, i.e. the husband or the wife, got there first? And here we're working off the idea, and this is Din Rabbanim. We know that the Quran teaches us about Metzia, Arba on Mishladim, Konalo B'chol Makom. A person's Arba Amot are Kona for him in every place. So, but that's a Din Rabbanim. And we'll talk about how the Din Rabbanim can effectuate this Din Raisa. But he says, why don't we figure out who's there first? And that's their Amot, that's their Rishus. Maybe say they both came to the place at the same time, and now they're both within Dalet Amot. So the Quran says it can't be they both came at exactly the same time, and that's the Sugi and Shas, whether it's Efshon Sam Same or Efshon Sam Same. But even if you assume they could be at the same time, that would be a very remote case, as the article said, and most likely we should speak about another case. So Elam Rav Kahana, Hachad Shmona Amot Mitzim Samar Askin, we're talking about that. The wife and the husband are exactly eight amot away just from each other. Turn page, on the top line on the center of the 78B, on the top line, it says, the get yotemi arba shalom, the arba mot shalom. So the get is like on the dotted line, but assuming like this is a break between the tables. So they said the get, so this is dalet amot and that's dalet amot for this example, and he's got the get, and it's mechsal mechsa. So if he throws it here, that's in her dalet amot. Here's that progression here. Let's say it's on the dotted line, half on the dotted line, half out the dotted line. That's what we think, according to this pshat, that would be mechsa al mechsa, and that's the safik. That's the case we have here. So the Gemara says, ba'agid gabe. The Gemara says, how could that possibly be a pshat? Ba'agid gabe. In other words, he has to put the get in her rishus. It has to totally leave his rishus. So if it's on the dotted line, why is that Safek Megureshet? She's not Megureshet. In other words, it has to leave his Rishut. Agibe is like clinging to him. If you look at the second wide line in Rashi, Agibe, Adina Geper Shuto Kta, pulling his Rishut a little bit. Ba'anam, Ba'anatami Adaba, Yinanashi Kulo Bershuta. That's me totally her Rishut. Okay, let's slow this down for a minute. So again, we have in the Mishnah, if a person throws she's standing in Rishut Rabim, he throws the get to her. If it's Karov Law, she's divorced. Karov Law, not divorced. Mechsal Mechsa, Safek. So we said, what does Karov La, Karov Lo mean? So the first pshat means Dalet Amot. So it's working with the Tzad. We said that Arba Omo Shalom Korol Lo B'chol Makom. Dalet Amot acquire something. Everybody has Dalet Amot, which is like their zone, their domain in every place. And they can acquire things in the Dalet Amot. So we think if he throws it in her Dalet Amot, she's aggression, his Dalet Amot not. And then we want to say, what's the case Mechsal Mechsa? That they're exactly eight from each other and the get is lying on the dotted line between them. So, but that's the case of Safek, but the Gemara said that can't be a case of Safek. It doesn't even get off the ground, because if that was the case, she would not be regressed, because it has to be totally averse. Okay, let me just do a little bit with this, then we'll pause, okay? So again, big question is, though, even with this Ukimta, how can the Gemara entertain the possibility that a Din Rabbanan is going to be good to effectuate this Din Doraisa? Because the Arba Mishlam Kodolo is Din Rabbanan. So the Rishonim wonder why the woman who acquires her get by means of a rabbinically instituted opinion is considered a divorcee on a biblical level and is permitted to remarry. In the answer, the Ramban invokes the principle called the Makadish Daik, the Ramban Makadish, which states that one's act of execution is contingent upon rabbinic approval. In this case, where the woman acquired her get by means of a rabbinically recognized kinyan, the rabbi is permitted to remarry by annulling the original kiddushin. So the Gemara is here, the way the Ramban seems to understand it, we've had this before in this Masechta. Sometimes the Chamin of Koach, whoever is Makadesh, is Al-Bas Chamin. But Makadesh is like the Rabbanim Makadesh. So here, if it's Karavlan, so they're Mafki the Kiddush. That's the way the Lechor, the Rabbanim is learning. Alternatively, the Ron explains, sages are biblically authorized to confiscate property and declare it hefker, as Gemara says on Lamed Bav, hefker beit din hefker. So he says, when the sages declare the area surrounding a person's hefker and granted him ownership of that area, is considered the property of the person min haTorah. So even though the Chachamim are making a din, they're about arba amot, that works on the deraisa level. And to get which lands in the four amos surrounding a woman affects a biblically recognized divorce, since that area belongs to her min haTorah. All right, let me just, Yosef just came in. Let me just give a brief synopsis from the one. So we said if the woman's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the man throws the get to her, she's divorced. If it's close to him, she's not divorced. If it's mechsal mechsa, it's safek megureshet. So the Gemara says, what is karov lo? What's karov la? So the Gemara said, karov la means within her dalat amor. Karov lo, within his dalat amor. And if they're exactly 8 amot away from each other, he throws again, and it's on the dotted line. We think that's the case of safek megureshet. So the Gemara says that wouldn't be safek megureshet because the get has to totally leave his rishus. So the Gemara rejects that whole pshat. So we got into the issue, though, assuming, staying with this pshat for a minute, how could it be that a din d'rabanan, arba on shalom konam lo is a din d'rabanan, how could that be used to effectuate kiddushin? So we gave two answers so far. The Ramban says it's either afkin rabanan kiddush minay, quote makadish dites or rabanan makadish, or is makadish subject to what the chamim want? And in this case, the chamim, if we get it, then they're amos, they're mafkiya the kiddushin, they're annulling the kiddushin in retroactively. Or the way the Ran wants to say, it's working because of Hefker Bez and Haya Hefker, that the coming of a co-op to design property belongs to whoever we decide belongs to. So in Akinami Arba Shalom Kanalo before Makom is in the Rabbanan, but once they decide it, it works on the Deraisa level. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders why it was necessary for the sages to transfer ownership of the four Amma radius to the woman in order to enable her to acquire ownership of the get, when they could have achieved the same result in a more direct manner. The sages seemingly could have employed their biblically ordained power of Hefker Beit and Hefker directly transferred the get lying in her surrounding Dalet Amot directly to the woman, making her the legal owner of the get without giving her ownership of the land on which the get landed. In other words, he wants to say, why do we have to work with like Arba Amot Korah law? Why don't we just say that the Chamin declared that any get that's in your Dalet Amot that it belongs to you? The answer, Rabbi Kiva Eger cites the following dispute between Rashi and the Ran. Yesterday we had the din Shchit Mirah. So remember, the guy was on his deathbed and he had written the get on Friday afternoon. Then it was Shabbos. And he wants to know what to do. So Rabbi says, you'll be makna the rishus to her. Says machlokas rishonim, when he's makna the rishus to her, is it that she's konan the rishus and she acquires the get with the kinyan agav? Kinyan agav means it happens at the same time. I acquire the rishus, I acquire other things with it. Is that the way it's working? Or is it working mitam kinyan chatzir? Like throw something, you're a chatzir, it's a chatzir mishtameri. You acquire whatever's in the, or you're not, in the, not, not if I sell it to you, you have put anything in your chatzir, it's possibly to merit, so then you acquire it. So he wants to say that the Ran, I'm skipping some here, but I just said it outside. So the Ran is the one who said that it's working with the idea of Hefker Bes and Haya Hefker. So Ran disagrees with Rashi and McCain's from the Pasuk and Taviyadah. In order to effect a divorce, the debt must be placed in the wife's hands or in her chatzir. Your legal acquisition of the get by a king and a parka without placing the get in her hands in her domain does not affect the divorce. Thus, the Ran asserts the sick man's wife acquired the get by means of king and chatzir. Rabbi Kiva Eger explains that the sages would have used the power of Hefker Bes and Hefker to transfer the get directly into the wife's possession, divorce would not take effect since the requirement of Tavdia that would be lacking. In other words, if I throw it to her and then we're just saying, well, now you acquire the get, it doesn't work. But if it's like mitam chatzir, then I'm throwing in your chatzir and then you acquire it. Okay. Anyway, so the basic idea, though, the most important thing we learned is that in Akinami, Arba Amo could be a din Rabbanon, but it could either work mitam afkin Rabbanon lekiddushin minay, which is the way that the Ramban said, or it could be working with Hefker Bes and Haya Hefker, meaning on a derais level, you know, it's a din Rabbanon. Once the Chamin decided, so then you will own everything on a derais level. Okay. Who's a question? The comments that's all said and get it so far.
What? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Talk loud.
What happens if he throws the get, let's say, it's just a rabbi more in a back room where the window, where everything's open, and it blows away from her by Dalet Amos before she obtains it, actually. In other words, does it have to fall in her Dalet Amos?
Okay. Wait till the end of the sugya. Wait till the end of the sugya. The Gemara has rejected this shot anyway. But wait till the end of the sugya. I think we're going to have an answer to you, okay? All right. Please mute yourself.
Okay.
Let me help you around. Okay. Okay. So we're back in the Gemara on Ayin Chet Amud Beis. So we're up to on line two. So again, we're trying to figure out what is Karav Law, what is Karav Law, and what is Mechsel Mechsa. Ela Rabbi of Yosef, I mean Karvayu, Acha B'shtei Kitei Eidem Askinan. So Rabbi of Yosef both say a different shot. In other words, in Akinami, they're holding on to this idea of Arba Amot. They're holding on to that. But the thing that gave us difficulty was Mechsel Mechsa. So what's the Mechsel Mechsa case? Is you have two Kitei Eidem, two groups of Eidem. He says, Achad Omer Karov Lo, V'Achad Omer Karov La. One group of Adam say it was within his Dalet Amot, the other say it was within her Dalet Amot. So that those two Adam, so Mechza al Mechza, is the Safek, you know, Safek Megureshet. That's what the Tana is saying. Okay, that's the second shot. So apparently somebody must have picked it up, or everybody walked away, or, you know, in other words, everybody's not situ. In other words, now they threw it, whatever, and everybody went home. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Karov Lashaninu, and this is the third shot. Yochanan says, Karov Lashaninu, Afilu Mea Ama. In other words, the Gemara is going to explain, and I think this is your point, Aaron Moshe, that Karov La and Karov Lo doesn't mean Dalet Amos, it means that you're able to guard it. That's what it means. He says, Karov Lashaninu, Afilu Mea Ama, could even be 100 Amot away from her. But Karov Loshaninu, Afilu Mea Ama, could be 100 Amot from him. Hey, Chidami, Mechsel Mechsa. So what's the case of Mechsel Mechsa? Amar Hashem Bar Abba, Ladin Bafar Shalami, Nez Rabbi Yochanan, Hu Yechol Shomro, Bein Yechol Shomro, Zer Karov Lo. So if he's in a position to guard the get, and she cannot, that's Karov Lo. He Yechol Shomro, if he could guard the get, Hu Yechol Shomro, he can't, Zer Karov Lo. Shneim Yechol Shomro, if both of them could guard the get, Shneim Ein Yecholin, or neither one could guard it, Zer Mechsel Mechsa. So that's the third shot. So the third shot is saying that she has to be able to guard the get. Like you said, if it flew away. So according to this shot, she has to be able to guard the get. So I don't know, like if it blows away, I don't know if, I mean, once the get is effective, it doesn't make a difference what happens to the get. But the only issue is she has to be able to guard it. So if she can't guard it from blowing away, I don't know if that's a chisaron or her shmira or not. We'll see in a minute. So Amru Rabbanan comes Rabbi Yochanan Mishmeid Rabbi Yonatan. So Rabbi Yochanan said that pshat. The Chachamim said the same pshat before Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan came from Bavel. Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. He said it the same way. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said Yadin Chavim Bavlai the Pegushi Kaitaima. Oh, I see. Like they said, our thought is a question. But in other words, like, do my Babylonian colleagues, I see they know how to explain it, just like Sfar, like us. In other words, I see they came up with a good shot like us. Or I thought just a statement that they know how to explain it like us. Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a Bryce that supports this. Reblezer Omer, Kotu Karov La Milo, if it's closer to her than him, and a dog came and sees the get, Aina Megureshet, she's not divorced. So Gorin says, Aina Megureshet, what? She's got to guard it forever? When, who cares what happens? Once she's divorced, she's divorced. Is it not that this is what the Brisa means? Meaning, if it was closer to her than him, but if a dog would have come and taken the get, he could have guarded it, and she can't. In other words, she's not able to guard it where it is. So Rashi explains, let's go to Rashi. Look at Rashi on the 10th narrow line. He says, one second. Yeah. Elav Hashi Tamar, Afavisha Karov La Milo, even though it's closer to her than him, Yimesh Hefsek Nahar, let's say there's a river in between, you know, her and the get. O Gavshushi, Beina Le Get, or a hill between her and the get. If a dog would have come along with a talo and taken it, she could not have guarded the get from the dog. He says, but he, the husband, was in a possession like to block off the dog or to grab the get before the dog got a hold of it. So that would be ena megureshet. Or then four more lines, I'll pause and we'll take questions. So Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, and we've discussed before, Rabbi Yehuda studied with Rav, then when Rav Dadi went to study with Shmuel, so Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinna, sharp one, and it comes up a number of places in Shas. You see on the side, he's got it. He says, G'day, so this is a different shot. Let's go slowly. So we had the first shot was, again, the first shot was that it had to be within Dalet Amos of him or her. And then Mechsa al Mechsa, we ended up saying, meant that that it was with two kitei edim. It was with two different groups of edim. Some said karov lo, some said karov la. That's migresha and migresha. That's the first shot, the way we had amended it. Then the second shot was karov lo, karov la. Doesn't mean like close necessarily distance. It means can he guard it, can she guard it? If she can guard it and he can't, that's karov la. He can guard it, she can't, that's karov lo. If both could guard it or neither one could guard it, that's mechsal mechsa. Okay, now we have a third shot. Now the Gemara says, here it is. There was 1A, 1B. In other words, 1A, 1B, or I'll come back later. Let me just get to the two dots and we'll close. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, Kdesh Tashuach Betitlenu. So what does karov la mean? It means it's so close, she could just bend down and pick it up. That's karov la. He says, Ba'at lo tavid uvda admati gitliyada. But I don't recommend that you do a seder or get unless she's got it in her hand. In other words, karov la means she can bend up and pick it up, but I don't recommend you doing a seder or get unless she's got it in her hand. Amalei Rav Mordechai Ravashi havda uvda achi. He says there was an incident like this where the get was right near her and she could have picked it up. And then the husband died. The chami required who do chalitza, meaning they were mesupak, whether the get was good. So that's the way, like Rav Levi was saying, today we don't can't leave the get. The get goes into her hand. That's the way they do it. Get biyada. Okay, let's go again. Let me review the pshatim, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So then the question. Okay. So the Mishnah says that if he throws the get to her and the Rishisa Rabim, it's karov law, she's divorced. If it's karov lo, she's not divorced. If it's mechsa al mechsa, don't forget you would walk that in the middle. That doesn't help. Anyway, okay. So if it's mechsa al mechsa, and we don't know what that means, half and half, she's megureshet ve'ina megureshet. Okay, that's what we said in the Mishnah. So we said, what is karov lo? What is karov la? So the first pshat, the first idea in the Gemara is karov lo means within dalet amos of him, and karov la means within dalet amos of her. And mechsa mechsa gave us difficulty. We thought mechsa mechsa meant it's on the dotted line, but that didn't get off the ground because there's no hava mean to say it would even be good because the leaders were shush. So we said mechsa mechsa means there's two kitei edim. One group of edim said it was really karov lo. So one group of edim was really karov la. So she's safek migreshet. That's the first shot in the Gemara. Okay, take two. Okay, the second shot in the Gemara is karov lo and karov la doesn't mean dalet amos, doesn't necessarily mean physically close. Means if they could guard the object. So it can even be 100 amot away from her, but she can guard it, that's karov lo. It could be 100 amot from him, and he can guard it, that's karov lo. So if they both can guard it, that's mechsal mechsa, or neither one can guard it, that's mechsal mechsa, and then that's sapik from aggression. Okay, the third shot, the third shot is, what is karov lo? Karov lo means that she could bend down and pick it up. It's right in front of her, that's karov lo. Anything less than that, she's not Megureshet. I don't know how they're going to explain Mechsal Mechsa in that case. But Karov La means that she could just bend down and get it. And then the Gemara says that Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't think that you should, you know, do a seder again unless she's got it in her hand. And that's the way Lalach Amai said we do it in her hand. That's what Rav Levi was saying, but that's the way we do it. And the Gemara says it was an incident where Ramona said to Rav Ashi that a woman had apparently picked up the get near her. The husband had died, and the chamim say she needs to do chalitza with the yavam. This is safek migreshet. Okay, now who's got questions, comes to us? What do you got for me, Yosef? When say again, where? Yeah, so that meant that sometimes it could, in other words, sometimes it could even be physically closer to her, but she's not in a position to guard it. And even though it's karov lo, even though it's, geographically it's closer to him. In other words, let's say there's a little hill between her and the get. And if a dog would come, she couldn't get the get. The dog's going to beat her to the get or whatever.
but he's closer, he's able to get to it. So then that, so that that's Karov Lo, that would not be again. That's Karov, even though it might be physically, if I met her, but it'll, like, for all intents and purposes. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts on anything?
I have a question.
Absolutely, let me hear.
In the third, with the third possibility where she reaches out for it and then the husband dies, what is, how does he fit into that scenario? Does he die on the spot or he
dies? No. Okay, here's a two. Means they're doing a seder get. He, the husband, leaves the get right near the wife's feet. She picks it up. And then, maybe a week later, he dies. So in that case, the Gemara Paskin, that she's a sapik megureshet. We can't say with certainty that she's divorced. She might not be divorced.
Why? So she has to, why not?
Because again, we said in the Gemara, Shmuel says, "Yeah, but not tan biyada." Shmuel learns it's not enough to put it at her feet. She's got to, you got to put it in the hand. That's what we said in the Gemara.
Okay, but he could have died a week later. But in that interim, she's still megoresh. She's already divorced.
No. Listen, if she's divorced, she's divorced whenever it takes place. The question is, was the gerushin good from get-go? From day one, was it good? So it's a safek.
What is the safek?
Okay. The Torah says, he says, v'chatav la sefer kritot, the husband has to write a bill of divorce, v'natan biyada, and put it in her hand.
Right.
What does biyada mean? So we know biyada certainly means in her rishus is good. If she owns a house, things like that, that's fine. Let's say she's in the rishus harabim. What does v'natan biyada mean? So we had different opinions. Last opinion is saying, but atan biyada, it means it's got to be in her hand in that. You can't leave it at her feet. So if you left it at the feet, you did nothing. But is the sad to say maybe you did do something? So she's safek megureshet. It's a safek whether she's divorced or not. So somebody did that, and then he died. So the chachamim required her to do chalitza. All right?
I understand. I get it. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, she picks it up. Right. Right. Okay. Again, right. We've been through this, right? So you have an atamia does. So if it's in her rishos, you've got to put her rishos, but she's in the rishos of Rabin. So, okay. So let's see back on the Gemara. All right. Now, okay. So now we're 10 lines above where it gets wide on Ayin Chenwin base. Okay. B'chein le'inin kiddushin. So the Tana Mishnah said the same halacha that we learned by Gevrushin applies to kiddushin. In other words, if he romantically says, Harem and Kudesh at Liba Tabadzu, throws the ring. So anyway, whatever Karov La would mean by get, would mean by Kiddush, whatever the Shita would be. So he says, Amar Rabasi and Ryokran, the Gitanam, Rubalod the Baracher. So Rabasi said to Ryokran, this halacha, the halacha that stayed in the Mishnah, was only done by Gitan and not by Kiddush. So Efe Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Abba poses a question to Rabbi Asi from our Mishnah, the Chainle in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says the same halacha pertains by Kiddushin. How can you say it doesn't apply by Kiddushin? So Shani Hatam Dechtivi Atzaba Aita. So he says in Achinam, you're right. Kiddushin Amode, but he says when Rabasi says the Gitan Amru Blo Dabar Acher, he means for Gitan and Kiddushin and not a Dabar Acher. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan said the Gitan Amru Blo Dabar Acher, he says not Gitan is good, not for something else. He wasn't referring to Kiddushin. In other words, Gitan and Kiddushin is good, but there's something else where it's not good for. So we'll see in a minute. Eitve, so then they asked the Kasha again from our Mishnah to Rabbi Yassi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'cheilin ha'chol. So the Mishnah said that the same halakh would be true if, let's say, you know, Shimon owes money to Reuven, you weren't here, but in other words, let's say he owes him $1,000, and the Malba says, you know, throw it to me. And he throws it to him, and then the dog comes and eats it or whatever. And now, so nobody's got the $1,000. So who? So right. So he says, V'chinlin echov, zrok li chovi. The Malva says, throw me my chov, and throw me the money. Uzrak holo, and he throws it to him. Karov la Malva. And remember, in those days, remember, you have like coins, like the pouch with coins, so you get like something easily throwable. So he says, so karov la Malva, zacha halove. So if it's closer to the Malva, so means the lova wins. In other words, in the litigation, it's karov the lova. If it's close to the lova, halova chayav mechsal mechsa shneim yachloku. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan said it's good for getting in kiddushin, not dabar acher. But the Mishnah says it's true even by Chov. So Hachmayaskinan, the Amar Lei is Rokli Chovi Betiftar. So Gemara says no. In Achinami, for a Chov, this halakha would normally not pertain. But the case of the Mishnah is different. The case of the Mishnah is the Malveh says to Lova, throw it to me, and I am waiving all liability on your behalf. In other words, he says Betiftar. Would you throw it to me? And all your obligations are out the window. That's what the Malveh says to him. So throw it to me and you're out. So, but it means, so it's got to be karov, whatever I say karov is, but then nothing to worry about. If that's the case, it's pashut. Why is Tani even having to teach me? He says, throw it to me, and if it lands, in other words, that's what they're saying. The same deen will pay by Gittin and Kiddushin will apply here. So whatever we say by Gittin, it was Gittin might be Dalin Amot, Gittin might be 100 Amot, you're able to guard it, or Gittin might be, you know, near her feet, or whatever you say by Gittin will be applied by the Chol. So he says, you throw it to me, and then you're off the hook. He says, Ihachim on the memory. So then what is Tani? That's so obvious. So lo tzrika d'amali zrok lichovi b'tor Gittin. The case is, he says, throw it to me, and it'll be subject to the same dinim as get lakati my lemeimer. Still, that seems pretty simple. So ma'u detema matzi amalei mishatani ba. So I would have thought, let's say now, it was like when the money disappears, then everything, you know, everybody has to kind of sort it all out. So I might have thought that the Malva could claim I was just joking. You know, when I said, throw it to me, it'll be something with the laws of Gittin. It's like, what does Gittin have to do with Halvah, whatever? So he was just joking. So it's on the Lova, his responsibility to get the money for the Malva. Kamash Fulan. So that's what the Tan is teaching me. That if the Malva says, you know, throw it to me and it'll be subject to the Dinam of Gittin, Inachinami is subject to the Dinam of Gittin. But barring that, it's a different set of halachot with the Malva and the Lova. So then it's on the obligation of Lova to get the money to the Malva. So on the first wide line downstairs, Amr of Chista, get biyada, u'mishicha biyado. Let's say a man gives a get to his wife and he ties the get with a string and he's holding one end of the string and she's holding the get. So he said, so let's see what he says here, right? Okay. So they said over here they want a get with no strings attached. Okay. Okay. Now he says, if he could, he would choose to give it a pull and he'd be able to bring the get where he is. Ain't a migration. She's not divorced. Beam love, migration. Otherwise, string or no string, she's divorced. My taima, what's the reason if he could pull the get away from her that they're not divorced? We didn't create blackmail. We need create like a severance between both of them. And if he could just pull it out, that's not considered create. Okay, now. The third white line. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I said, Yada Asuya Kikatefras. If her hand, in other words, he's going to put it in the hand, but her hand is not lying flat parallel to the ground. Her hand is like a slope, like this. Like I could do it to the people here. Okay, like that. The slope, Bizarkola, he throws it to her. Alpha Pishigi get Yada. Even though the get got to her hand, it's going to roll out the hand. Ain't a migration. She's not divorced. Am I? Hakinafil ba'arba mudidah kanafil, but why? Even if it falls down, it will still be in her dalet amot, working with the idea that arba amot from funnel b'chomot home, so it's still hers. But the lo na. So the Gemara says it's talking about a case it never came to rest within her dalet amot. How so? Rashi learns it got burnt before it hit the ground. Let's look at Rashi. Eight lines from the bottom. The lo na la'aretz el shenafal mitokedah nisraf the kabbalah shabali adal of kabbalahi. So the Gemara wants to say. In other words, there's two steps. Benatan biyada, so it's in her hand, but then it flops right out. So that's not benatan biyada, but it could still be in her dalet amot. But if it got burnt before it got to the dalet amot, it's not in her dalet amot. So she's not divorced. Let's see back in the Gemara. Wait, let's wait 1 minute. He says, the kanafil blonat betigarish me avira da arba amot. Again, Mestam is talking about Rishus a rabbin. Okay, he says. V'tigarish me'avira d'arba amot, but still, what it was in the avir of her arba amot. Why can't she be divorced of that? Tifsho d'bai Reb Lazar. So from the fact that he's saying that she's not divorced, we should be able to extrapolate the answer to Reb Lazar's question. Arba amot sh'amru yishlan avir o einlan avir. When we say that arba amot sh'lam konal o b'chol makom, is it just if it's on the ground or even the avir? So he says tifsho d'einlan avir. So Mestama, we could paskin from here that you don't have the right to have. So no, the Gemara says, "Hachabayaskin and bomedet al gavan na'ar." that we're talking about here, in other words, you can't just determine the answer to that question. Could be the woman is standing by the riverbank and her hand is over the river. He throws it, lands into her hand, and then after it falls into her hand, like we had, it was going to the fire, but here it's going into the river. He says, the mikarla ibudkai. In other words, it was all made to be destroyed once it falls out from her hand. So then in those circumstances, we're not going to say that she's kona the get, but it might be that if it was over land, then she could. So let's take a look at Rashi, the last Rashi, al-Gavanar, the avir shenru lenuach lokani. In other words, it's avir, but it's an avir that you can never rest in that avir. You can never rest in the ground underneath the avir. In other words, the object can never come to rest in the ground underneath her hand. So maybe in that way, the avir is not kona. Maybe another situation, it would be kona. All right, let's do a little bit here, and then we'll talk. Now, all right, one minute. Well, again, it helps when you don't walk out in the middle. Now, poskim debate whether a man who dies and is resurrected is obligated from kedushin with his wife in order for them to resume their marriage. In other words, when you have to hear some asim, do you have to do kedushin again with the wife or not? That's the question. Well, we'll see. The Gaon Chida writes that the issue revolves around whether the husband was buried. If the husband was buried, he's considered dead for all matters, and thus if he is subsequently resurrected, necessary to perform new kedushin. It's complicated if you're married to a couple of women. He says, on the other hand, if the husband was not buried and is resurrected, it emerges that for matters of kedushin he was not dead, it is unnecessary to perform new kedushin. The Chuvas Degel Machane Ephraim cites the Mishnah Kedushin Daf Beis coming up in Daf Yomi 12 days from now. He says, 12 days from now. He says that states that a woman acquires herself upon the death of her husband. Kona Asma B'mita Rabal. A woman acquires herself with the death of the husband. Since the death of the husband is seen as a legal acquisition of kinyan, it is logical to assume that it will follow the same guidelines as other acquisitions. Therefore, one can assert that in order for the acquisition to be effective, it is necessary for the woman to abandon hope that her husband will return. If the wife maintains hope that her husband will return, the acquisition does not take effect, and if he is resurrected, there is no need for an additional kedushin. Thus, for example, if the wife was unaware of the fact that her husband died and did not find out about his death until after he was resurrected, a new kedushin would be unnecessary. Proof to the principle that the wife's intent is necessary for the husband's death to make her a widow is found. Hold it for a second. It's found in our Gemara. The Gemara relates that if a husband gives his wife a get while she's sleeping, the get is not valid. The reason explains the rush is that a woman who is sleeping is lacking mental competence. This demonstrates that for a divorce to be valid, the knowledge of the wife's necessary. That's to be consent, knowledge to be knowledge. So he's saying knowledge. So too, regarding the acquisition that occurs upon the death of the husband, the wife's knowledge is necessary. And without the knowledge, she does not become a widow. But it's Lachora is saying here that a woman is kona herself with a mitzvah ba'al. And so the husband, so it sounds like you would need a new kedushin. Let's see, some mason. That's what it sounds like. Okay, now one more story. In medieval times, danger was rampant, especially for Jews. Most large cities were walled for good reason. The Jewish quarter was often located on the outskirts of the city, often walled off from the rest of the town. It was very important for the security of the Jewish quarter that the wall would be very difficult to reach or climb. In a certain town, the community leaders decreed that no person should make an outbuilding close to the city wall. And he said, otherwise it would be too easy for intruders to hoist themselves over the wall using the existing structure as either a launching or a landing platform. This rule was followed carefully for many decades until there was an altercation between the community leaders and a certain citizen. The citizen wished to make an outhouse outside the city walls, since the main danger of being outside the wall was either at night or during times of unrest. He felt that it would be worth his while to have the space available during the daytime or when things were calm and he was working outside the Jewish quarter. Community leaders, however, prohibited this because of the decree. What does close to the city walls really mean? He asked in frustration. Rashi Kahal admitted that they had no idea, but they suspected it meant within sight of the wall. The Rav of the city was naturally asked, but he too was unsure, so he referred the question to the Rashba. The Rashba replied, the answer is in Gittin Mayan Chet. There we find in the Mishnah that when a husband throws a get to his wife in the public domain, if he's divorced and it was close to her. The Rashba explains that close to her means within the limits of her surrounding Dalet Amot. That's one answer. That, then, is your answer. Any agreement which states close to means within Dalet Amot. Okay. Let me end the recording, then we'll talk for a second. One second. I have things to discuss. One second. I need your touch. Oh, got it.